Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think I'm one of those people that Ben Mavrak just talked about where he goes, you're busting to spend some money. Because I decided yesterday I'm going to do a bunch of stuff I was putting off on the house. First thing I'm doing is I'm going the patio. I've been putting this off for the longest time in the backyard. I was even texting Boomer, who's your patio guy? I was like, I need a patio guy. Who's got a patio guy?
I got a deck guy. I don't have a patio guy. I mean, like, you know, you got to do. You're in Bellport. You're on the South Shore. I am sure that there is somebody there, and I'm assuming that you're going to be doing like Bluestone, like that kind of, or are you going to be doing
The Bluestone came highly recommended.
The Bluestone
by
the
you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And yes, absolutely. So, no, there'll be somebody, and I already got a couple numbers, because people have patio guys, man, around here. It's all I have to do is put up the bat signal, and boom, patio guy numbers just come right to me.
That's 100%, over here, exactly.
This guy up in Medford, this guy over in Center Reach, this guy, he did my sisters, he did this, he did that. So, you know, everybody wants to spend more time outside, so that's what I'm going to do. And it's been a long time coming. So I'm ready for that. I just hope that they can do it in a couple of days so I can go out
there.
Well,
hold on. How big of a patio are you looking for? Like, you know, George had a big deck yesterday.
Not that big.
I couldn't tell how big that deck was. That deck was enormous.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be that big. It's just going to be a nice little area off the back of the house. I can't give you the exact
measurements. Like a 10x10, you know, 12x20.
More like a 12x12 type of deal.
12x12, you want a square.
Well, it's not going to be quite like a square, but I told you I can't give you the exact measurements. If you're outside, I'd say over there to over there to over there to over there.
Big beautiful decks.
And that's what we're going to do when someone comes over. Right
the
here,
biggest
right
decks in New York.
So how did the new lineup go today? I'm sure I noticed that Al seems to be a little bit tired today for some reason.
Not at all. Wide awake.
I feel like you're taking the show down a little bit.
This show, I haven't said a thing yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Too much stuff.
No,
you have too many things going on in your life now.
No. I had to take care of a sick dog this weekend.
You had a sick dog. You almost had a fire in your kitchen yesterday.
I did.
Smoke alarm going off.
Yeah, it's all new things here. It's a lot going on over.
So what happened with Whimsy?
I don't know. She was throwing up. She was had projectile diarrhea.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Good times over here. But she's eating again, so all good. But I just had to run her out during that last break because things are happening.
I can tell you what's not happening. You hanging the pictures in your place yet.
No, I haven't been able to get back to my apartment to get things for the walls.
Oh man.
I know. Hey. It's on my next trip for sure.
Hey, Jerry, since you're the sports update guy, have you seen anywhere, because I have not seen this, so I don't know, maybe you have. Have you seen anywhere where this regional, supposedly this task force that was put together about a month ago to like figure out how we're going to open up everything regionally together? So you had Governor Cuomo basically saying sports teams can now start their training if they want in the state of New York. Have you heard anything about where you live, New Jersey, Pennsylvania? Have you heard anything about Rhode Island and Massachusetts? Have you heard any of that stuff?
In regards to what?
Like reopening, like did their governor say the same thing that Governor Cuomo said about professional sports teams?
That I haven't seen. I don't
know.
Or
did he do that on his own?
I don't know. He was a big deal that he obviously said what he said over the weekend, but I have not heard from anyone else. Phil Murphy hasn't said a thing. I can tell you that. about reopening sports teams, about MetLife Stadium. I have not heard anything. Maybe Al has. I have not.
By the way, how was the Jersey Shore this weekend?
The weather stunk.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible weather.
Wasn't that bad then.
Overcast.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, we always thought it would be Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We've had miserable weather on Memorial Day weekends in the past, so we got another one. It really depends on the weather. It doesn't, at this point, when a lot of people are working from home, I mean, just any day that's a nice day, those are the days that you got to worry about, not so much the three-day weekends or the holiday weekends where people are going to force themselves out when it's 62 degrees and drizzling.
Well, and today would be a good example, Jay. It's supposed to be 75 and not a cloud in the sky.
Right. Exactly. Right after the three-day weekend. But there should be some people out, especially if that 75-degree day with no clouds ends up on a Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
Then you'll really see that from here on out. All right, Jerry's got an update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, I'll start with this because you guys discussed the match from Sunday, which I loved. I thought it was fantastic from start to finish. Really cool production. But Charles Barkley was all over Brady, as we know, and this was the big shot that shut him up, if you will.
What do you got left here, Tom? His third.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no, I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
Coming.
Oh, yeah. Go in!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness!
Oh, you made it!
Wow!
Check. Take a second at Chuck.
So that was pretty good.
That, Chuck.
That was awesome.
But you know what? You know what that shows you? What would it have been like had fans been around?
Crazy.
That was the thing that was missing. That's going to be missing when all these other sports come back, too.
You know, Boomer, it was. I don't disagree with you, but, the one thing that I really enjoyed about it was the banter back and forth. I was talking to Al. We do a warm-up show from 5 to 6.
Oh, my God.
We were talking about that before. The two times where Mickelson explained his chip and then did it exactly the way he said he would. And then the time he asked Tiger to mark his ball because he was going to be hitting right at it. Like, things like that, if there was a crowd, they're not mic'd up. We probably don't get that. So you're not wrong, but I thought this had its little things that were really cool about
it. All right, so you're not going to get that at Colonial. You're not going to get that when the PGA comes back.
That's true.
I don't know. Unless the microphones, the parabolic mics, can pick up the players talking, I don't know, to their caddies or to somebody, you may be able to get a little bit of that.
Sure.
But you're not, like, could you imagine if that was rung with fans, what that would have been like?
Do you think Peyton was okay on the front nine, not as good on the back nine, and Brady, as you guys mentioned, was terrible for the first 6-7 holes. Do you think they could have even played in front of fans? Seriously. I mean, Brady was literally slicing shot after shot into the woods.
I'm telling you, when we used to play with the senior PGA Tour that would come to New Jersey, and we would play with the NFL players, man. And there used to be, I don't know, good 10, 15,000 fans out there watching this.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I felt nervous standing over the ball. And I actually did. I hooked one, and I hit a woman right in the back of the calf.
Wow.
She's still alive?
She's still alive now. Yeah. I was lucky enough that particular day to be playing with Lee Trevino. And Lee Trevino said to me, as we are walking off the tee box and I'm walking over to go hit my ball, which is probably, I don't know, maybe 130 yards, 40 yards to my right, and this woman is down on the ground breathing in pain. And he's going, don't worry about it. She's going to be all right. And then she's going to want to take a picture with you and the ball at the end of the round. Now, this was like my second hole, so I'm all like, forget it now, I can't play, forget it. I hit this girl, this woman and everything else. So we get through the round, and who's there at the end of the round? This woman with a welt on the back of her calf, the golf ball, and she wants to take a picture.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you're a boomer.
It could have been anybody, but the point being is that like we walked down, and she's breathing in pain, and they got the... they got the EMTs there and everything, and Lee Trevino's, come on, we got to keep moving. We got to keep the thing going. We can't slow the ball. I'm like, what? I had a hard time just, like, getting that out of my mind the rest of the round.
Right. And
so,
for
so
those
I don't
guys,
think those guys would have I don't think they would have played well.
I agree. I totally agree. So it really was pretty cool. 7 million people watched it, and they raised $20 million for charity. So really cool there. The other thing you have, and it's, I know we're going from golf to football, but we're talking about Brady and Manning. This is Andy Reid from the other day talking about this whole 4th and 15 situation and getting rid of the onside kick, blah 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 blah. So while he does have Patrick Mahomes, not the biggest fan of this idea.
I know the special teams coaches aren't real big on that. You know, it takes away, obviously, one of the elements of theirs. And then it's also the kickoff, which has been under scrutiny here, and kickoff returns. So, you know, to keep the integrity of the game, you like that part of it.
So, Jerry, what I don't understand, so this is in lieu of the onside kick, not right. In addition to the onside kick. In other words, right. you could choose either one. So this is going to replace the onside kick.
Right. That's how I understand it.
So it'll be 4th and 15 on your 25.
Yeah.
And if you want, and you don't have to be losing to do this. You could still be winning and do this.
Now let me ask you this: 4th and 15, you pick up 10 yards. Do they get the ball at the 35-yard line?
Yeah, I guess that's how it would work.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, the other thing too, you know, there's always like, you know, if this happens, you know, Belichick's up there with Ernie Adams and they're trying to figure out, okay, where's the loophole? What are we missing? You know, there's something here that we can gain, and I'm sure they're trying to figure it out. And I was trying to think, like, I guess if you were playing the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and he were going up and down the field and their defense isn't that good and they can't stop you, then a good way to play against the Kansas City Chiefs would be, even if you had the lead late in the game, let's say by 10 points, you know, 4th and 15, that's not much. And if we have a good offense, let's go for it. Let's try to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes and play defense by doing that.
Yeah, a couple of things that came to mind. One, the way that the onside kick is right now, it's just about impossible to convert on that with the new rules.
There were two last year, right? One or two that were successful.
Now, there were more than that. Matter of fact, I think the Saints did it twice in consecutive onside kicks in one game.
But since they changed the rules, though, it's been much harder. It's been much, much harder to convert on. And the other thing is, sometimes these teams, they use it in a surprise fashion where it's the middle of the game and they're trying to catch a team off guard. That's now gone.
Are you sure that's gone? 4th and 15. Are we sure that's gone?
I mean, if you're telling me that an onside kick in lieu of, that's what we just talked about, right?
I think we're talking about it in lieu of, like, if a team scores and then they go to kick off and they're down by, like, 4 points with, you know, a minute and 10 seconds ago and no timeouts, they have to do it. So we all know when they're going to do it. So I think instead of doing it that way, then you would do 4th and 15. The question that I would have is, can you start the game with an onside kick, a surprise onside kick?
I don't know. I would say probably no.
That's the question that I would – why not?
Well, aren't they getting rid of it for health reasons? There's a cat behind Jerry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Isn't the whole point to get – why are they getting rid of it? What would be the point to get rid of it?
Well, I guess they're trying to get rid of it because they're trying to limit the amount of – shots to the head that players are taking, so, and this is one of the players that leads to that.
So, okay, so plays, then that's why they're trying to get rid of it completely, not just change when you can do it.
I would just be hypocritical. It would take this onside, surprise onside kick out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, if they're trying to eliminate the onside kick, that means that they're trying to eliminate the onside kick, right? That to me is, you're not allowed to do it. And if you do it, then flag.
That's so, in other words, like you could start the game 4th and 15.
No, we can't be doing that.
Why not?
Because this is stupid. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're changing the – there's nothing wrong with the game. Stop.
Well, you would have said that 10 years ago there was nothing wrong with the game, or 20 years ago there was nothing wrong with the game. The game has to evolve.
So the game has evolved to perfection. So now you're telling me we're going to have a coin flip. I'm going to win the coin flip. I'm going to defer and kick off and say – nah, I'll take the ball on 4th and 15.
Yes,
and get the ball
why not?
In the
you could do that. You could definitely do that.
I mean, what are we doing? You
think
can't like this. You
second.
Played the game. You can't like this.
It's just a whole nother way of thinking about the game, Jerry. I'm all about
these
change
coaches
and all
can't
about
think
adapting.
Already on the sidelines. Now you want to throw something else into the mix?
I can't wait for that first coach to say, "We defer, but we want the ball 4th and 15.
And then you're going to have a coach challenging right. if they can go to 4th and 15 or not.
Right, exactly.
Ay, ay, ay. A couple of other things here. Eddie, I'm going to skip all the way to, if you can, to the Tyson clip, if that's okay, while I get through a couple of other things. You've got the NBA. It really does look like they've decided on Walt Disney World for their one-city hub. Negotiations continue. You guys mentioned Governor Cuomo. The Rays did open the Trop yesterday for individual workouts, so that's kind of cool. You got the Japan Pro Baseball League opening June 19th. They'll play without fans, as we know. Patrick Ewing in the hospital Friday, out of the hospital on Monday with coronavirus, so recovering from that. Really good news there. And then we'll end with Kyle Busch won at Charlotte Motor Speedway last night, but you've got this bare-knuckle fighting set to offer Mike Tyson $20 million to come back. He's 53. He's been posting these videos. He looks great. Here was Tyson on RT Sports tweeted out a short video of Tyson hinting at the return, being real.
Hey, I'm Mike Tyson. I'm a Weibo now. And let you know that the possibility I might come back. But if I do, I'm going to fight with the spirit of Mao. Yeah!
I don't know what the spirit of Mao is.
Mao Zedong?
Mao Zedong, yeah, right. All right, so $20 million. Yeah. So you're telling me that that would be contingent on pay-per-view buys, I'm sure, because this bare-knuckle boxing just can't have $20 million sitting somewhere in a bank. I would be shocked if they already had that money.
If they went to the bank or went to some investor and said, we have Mike Tyson going into our ring, bare-knuckle boxing, somebody will invest in that, and they'll bet. It's like a bet. They'll bet on it that there'll be, you know, 500,000 buys.
I guarantee you
there would be. I would buy it.
Yes. How much does the opponent matter in this situation, or do we just want to see him destroy a man's face?
No, I think the opponent does matter. Like Tito Ortiz, an MMA guy, has reached out and said he'd fight him.
Yeah, I mean, of course it matters, but, like, how much does it matter?
If he's a professional boxer, I'm in. I'd watch.
Right. Are we buying this because we want to see Mike Tyson just stick his hand through a man's head? Or are we buying this because we actually want to see a fight? You know what I'm saying?
What animals we are.
It's true,
but,
though.
Like, now, this bare-knuckle fighting is like MMA, is it not?
But supposedly this is going to be a real, right, Al? This is going to be a real boxing.
Yeah, this is regular boxing.
No, time out. We're talking about two different things here. We're talking about Mike Tyson possibly fighting Evander Holyfield. I don't want to see that. I don't really care about that.
But I don't think that's what the bare-knuckle fighting was, though.
But if you told me that he was going to get into the ring bare-knuckle and he was going to go fight some guy that way,
right, but it was supposedly going to be a real boxing match with gloves.
With real gloves.
That's just the organization that's going to put it together.
I think it can't be a one-round Mike Tyson putting his fist through somebody's face. It's got to be a battle where there's multiple rounds going.
Well, I mean, listen, if they put it together and he just goes out and destroys a guy, so be it. I mean, I spent a lot of money back in the day on pay-per-view fights that lasted 30 seconds.
What's an MMA fight? How long is an MMA fight now?
Five rounds.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Put him in there with another guy that has the same, you know, obviously style that he is. You don't want to put him in there with a grappler or anything.
Yeah, but I don't want to see him doing MMA. I want to see him box.
Well,
I see I'm not
bare
interested
knuckle,
in that.
Bare-knuckle boxing.
Right, but
see, I'd like to see him against just a regular 53-year-old guy, just random.
That's
like
not
just
fair.
Some guy just like down the block.
Al Hughes
just loses a bet, you know, and he's got to go in there, and this guy's just scared to death, and here comes crazy ass Mike Tyson. Just that to me would be funnier than like a Tito Ortiz or something. As long as the guy lived,
you would get 20 seconds of enjoyment out of that.
Yeah, I'd still pay for it. I mean, are you kidding me? But Jerry's right. How many Mike Tyson fights did you see back in the day where the anticipation of him coming out of the locker room, walking into the ring with just the black shorts on, looking at the opponent, sweating, and just that is what you paid for, and then him, ba-boom, and then it was over. Like, it was amazing. Like, that to me was sometimes more amazing than a 10-round fight where guys are going back and forth. It was just the anticipation of the baddest man on earth coming out to just destroy a guy in 10 seconds was awesome. So I'd pay to see
guy,
that again.
And your guy, Deontay Wilder, is taking shots at Mike Tyson.
All right, so since you
so
do that,
stupid.
This is also RT Sports that put this out. So Wilder's in a car with the guy filming him. Here's the first clip, Wilder just wondering out loud.
I want somebody to answer this question for me. How many Hall of Famers fighters did Mike Tyson actually fight?
All right, that's the question. So far, we're good. He would eliminate a couple of big name fighters immediately.
And don't bring up no Michael Spinks that came from a light heavyweight to heavyweight that was fucking terrified out of his motherfucking boots. And don't bring up Larry Holmes because we already know Larry was way past his prime.
Right. So then, as it continues, he's basically, and I forget what platform this is, but people are answering online. Like, you can see the responses coming in.
It's like Instagram Live or something.
Something like that. And he's basically just begging someone to give an answer.
Logistically, somebody, credibility, Hall of Famers, name them. Sure, I'll be waiting. We're going to do homework today, goddamn. I'm going to take y'all motherfuckers to school that y'all don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
Hey. What's happening to your guy there, Gino?
I don't know. I'm cashing out.
I'm cashing out.
I am cashing out on. He has done everything the opposite of what I would have expected him to do since losing that fight to Tyson Fury. He has made excuses. He hasn't told the truth. He has not owned up. He has acted the opposite of a champion. He is now slamming one of the great boxers and entertainers of our lifetime, if not the greatest, someone who got me into boxing. I what's next? Is he going to become a Packer fan, too, on top of it? Everything that I don't want him to do, he is doing. So I don't even know. And we reach out to him. He doesn't want to do any interviews anymore. I think I have to cash out.
You got to. When I think back to you and him and that special moment that you had in our studio where
he's a different
nestled,
guy now.
When you nestled your head up against his breast and the love and the emotion and just the intensity of that hug was just. It was,
people change.
It almost brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, people change. You know, there's a lot of stuff you could probably look back and. In your life and pictures, maybe your playing career, someone that you had a good moment with, and now you probably don't talk to the guy. It happens. Life moves on. People change. I mean, Deontay's just, he's not acting like a champion. He is not. And to question Mike, after he just got his ass beat in the way that he did in that Tyson Fury thing, to question Mike Tyson? Are you kidding me? I mean, that's like Gardner Minshew saying that Tom Brady sucks. What are we doing?
That's actually a pretty good analogy.
So really disappointing.
There you have it for this hour, guys.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.